delight to be here.
Tena fifaliana foana le tonga aty.
I want to thank you, Kim and the eldership team, for the privilege to share the word with you this morning. And I also want... Okay, I still have to get used to this again, eh? Also want to say it is really one of the highlights in the life of a church. When God appoints more shepherds. Because in the heavenlies it's a declaration that God is about to do something amazing. Amen.
Amen.
So are you ready for something amazing? Good. Two of you. We'll get there, eh? So if you have your Bible with you, you can open it in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 14. I'm first going to make a few introductory remarks. But I'd like to specifically go from that text this morning. So let me ask you some questions. Why did God give Israel a Canaan, a promised land? Why do psychologists or people who work with families say that you need a stable home? You need a healthy home to produce healthy children. Can an army operate in the long run without a base? You're asking good questions, eh? Why did God give TCC a new piece of land? Why is there the opportunity for a bigger building? Now let me give you three potential answers. Maybe you say, first answer, finally. The end of setting things up. We don't have to pack stuff anymore. Or so you think, eh? Now we can just sit back and enjoy the fruit of our labor. Finally, we've arrived. Okay, another person might say, maybe the new building is so we can now put all our focus on this new building. We're not going to put in windows. We're going to put very strong doors so we can hide from the dirty world out there. Maybe you're the new person. Maybe today's your first time. And you're thinking to yourself, I thought they pay people to set up the building. Or you know the story of the shoemaker and his elves. You know, the shoemaker, he was sleeping at night. And in the morning when he woke up, all the shoes were made.
Maybe it's like you were sleeping last night. And you come here this morning and everything is just perfect. That's why you worship so loud. Praise God.
Hey.
And just now you go to the table. Can you believe it? There's not milk and sugar again. Now, okay. We've all had visitors come to our house. Have you ever, who has had people that stayed over at your house? Okay. You know, when they come the first time, you know, there's nice things on the pillows. It's a nice bed. And there's lots of effort that's put into it. But now, after a week, there's less on the pillows, eh? And then let's say this person stays for a month. There might not be pillows. And let's say they stay for 6 months. You are
going
to be like, serious, let's sell this house. And in the contract, you take the guy with you. Now I
want
to say, often it's like that in the church. There are many that are visiting. And you're welcome. You know, the nice thing about me preaching today is I'm flying Saturday, I'm going back home. So I can say what I want.
Eh?
So the question I want to ask, with the new facility, with the greater sphere of influence, with the new shepherd appointed to this flock, are you going to be a partner? Or are you going to be that unwanted visitor? You see, it's great if you visit. It's amazing. We love visitors. But if you're still visiting after 6 months, and a year, we recently had a church plant from a church we involved in. And there was a couple there who was longer in the church than I've been in the church. I've never seen him in my life. So they've been there, but they have not been there, hey? You see, Hebrews 11 is the amazing story, not of unwanted visitors, but the story of ordinary people who partnered with God. So in this church, we need to say, not what is this church going to do for me and my family, what's Dennis and Evelyn going to do for my family, but rather, how am I going to partner with God? How am I going to serve Jesus by serving this body? How am I with my family going to partner with God? So this city can be changed. Who wants the city to be changed? You know, the amazing thing, often we are like the disciples. We see the multitude of hungry people. We see our inability to help them. Surely not my 5 loaves and 2 fish can do anything, Lord. In your hands, probably not. But in the hands of Jesus, multitudes and multitudes can be changed. Amen.
Amen.
So let's start with our first question. Why did God deliver Israel from Egypt? You see, he took them out of Egypt, out of a place of slavery, into a great promise and a promised land he had for them. Because he has great plans and purposes for them. And I want to say to TCC, everyone represented here, God has got great plans and purposes for you. You know, to me, God is like this amazing entrepreneur. He sees a need. Even before the foundation of the earth. And then he takes you. And he forms you. And he shapes you. And he even gives you your personality. So you can go and fulfill that need that he has for you. You see, God wanted to make Israel an example. A window. Now, if you walk here down the street in the market, you see people pack their stuff outside the market, outside their stall. And it's important that you put the nice stuff outside,
eh?
Because then you would want to go inside and see what more is in the store. And in the same way, God wanted Israel to be a window. So people can see them and people would want to find out more about the God of these people. You see, in the same way as God put you together like for a time like this, in this local family, to be a window. So that when people look at your life, when they see how you live, when they see how husbands treat their wives, when they see how family treat their children, people would want to come and say, tell me, why are you like this? Why are you different? People who live the opposite of what we see in our culture today. Now I see you also here have those taxis. You call it a taxi as well, eh? A bus, okay? Now here they actually are very good. In South Africa, you on a morning like today, You take your family.
Alainon fianakafinau.
And you drive on the road.
Demandenom tundatomobilam nin lalanin.
And suddenly one of these buses will come.
De tam tam kun rayamren taxi beren tun.
Driving on the opposite side of the road.
Man de am lalanam fanotam le andiananao in.
And people are swerving.
Den nyulam tun de miatak.
And people are screaming.
Nyulam kikik.
Wondering what is going on here.
De gaga famisina ret.
Amen.
Amen.
People are asking questions, eh?
Mantan fantanina fana nyulle.
You see, how much more?
De miota no isana za?
Is the life of the believer?
Ni fiainan ropin.
Actually, completely the opposite of what we see in the world.
Tena we mi fanuita be mitsy amsavatra itatsika amzao tontolo
izao. Amen.
Amen.
A life that actually asks questions.
Fiainana tsy mazava ho azy mametraka fanontaniana.
Why are you different?
Fa maninona re no no hafa?
Why do you do things differently?
Fa maninona no hafa amin'ny fomba fiasanao?
You see, friends, God always takes us out somewhere.
Hitanareo namako, Andriamanitra maka antsika ho any amin'ny toerana anankiray foana.
To put us in somewhere, hey.
Ho apetrany any amin'ny toerana anankiray.
You see, God took Israel out.
Hitanareo nesoron'Andriamanitra hivoaka ireo vahoakan'ny Israely ireo.
To put them into the promised land.
Mba ho ampidiriny ao anatin'ilay tany nampanantenainy.
Now this is where my analogy doesn't work.
De eto manomboka tsy dia mivoaka tsara ilay fanaovako kajikajy.
Because hopefully for you this doesn't feel like Egypt.
Satria eritreretiko hoe
But the amazing thing is God is taking you out here. Because He is preparing a place for you. Amen.
Amen.
A place of greater influence. A place of more leaders. A place of healing.
Toerana misy fahasitranana.
A place of restoration.
Toerana famerenana amin'ny.
A place where there's like the well of God where people can come and be satisfied.
Toerana tahaka an'ilay hoe fatsakan'Andriamanitra afaka tonga makao ny olona dia afaka etaeta.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Israel started with a family.
Hitanareo ny Israely a dia nanomboka tamina fianakaviana anankiray.
The family of Abraham.
Ny fianakaviana Abraham.
And I don't think Abraham even in his wildest dreams.
Dia samy eritreritra mihitsy ny tao anatin'izay mety hoe nofinofo faran'izay ngezany Abraham atao a.
Would have even imagined how his life and family after him would turn out.
Dia tsy hitany an-tsaratsaina mihitsy hoe ohatrany ahoana no voka ny fianakaviany sy ny momba anazy manokana tao.
You see, we often ask, what can one man do?
Hitanareo indraindray tsika manontany fa inona koa no mba ho vitan'ny olona anankiray?
What can one family do?
Inona koa no vitan'ny fianakaviana anankiray?
You know, as someone once said, one with God
is a
multitude. Amen.
Amen.
A man who said yes to God decided to leave his family, leave his friends, leave his relationships, leave what was familiar to him to come to an unknown place. And God took that and turned him into a mighty nation. You know, even today, as I look around here, there are many like
Abraham
who has left behind friends, who's left homes, who's left
security.
And I'm sure Abraham must have at times asked, you know, Lord, why?
Is this
really better? But today when we look back, we say, well done,
Abraham.
And I just want to encourage some of you here. Maybe right now you're asking, Lord, why? Lord, this is hard. leaving all those friends and loved ones behind. You might not see it even in your generation. But God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and beyond. And the decisions we make now with God will have wonderful consequences for many generations beyond us. You know, this church was started with one family, hey? The Jordan family. Gavin and Rhoda, hey?
Gavin and Rhoda, hey?
Who doesn't know Gavin and Rhoda?
Yeah?
That's good news if you don't know them. It's not to catch you out.
That
proves my point.
Hey.
A family who said yes to God. Left their friends. Left their loved ones. Left what was familiar to them. And today, however many years after, since 99, eh? Since 99, look what God has already done. Amen.
Amen.
You see, in order to, you know, for us to walk with God, may He multiply your efforts. You know, many want to leave a legacy. Many want to carve out statues of themselves. And if you've made a statue of yourself, praise God. You see, but we've got this thing of trying to leave a legacy. But God says to Abram, you walk with me. And I will be the one that leaves a legacy for you. Hey. You know, I love the words of Jonathan Edwards. He was one of the great preachers in America. And he said these famous words. The purpose of every generation is to see where God is moving and to get behind what God is doing. You see, friends, often we are like, okay, Lord, I'm going this way. Lord, would you come and bless my mess over here? But God is actually saying to us, no, I want you to go this way. And it is so important for every one of us here to have eyes to see. Where is God moving in this city? What is God busy with in your family? What is God doing in your workplace? And to get behind Him. I mean, wasn't it Jesus, the Son of God? He said, I have come to do the will of the Father. And in the same way, when God saves you, He's actually calling you to form a part of His story. Amen.
Amen.
So why did God move the Jordan family here? Why did God move the Mitchley family here? Why did God move many families here? Well, let me say, give you some, so three or four things. Firstly, to declare his love and his good intentions for the city. Can I say God is not finished with the city? As long as there is one believer in this city, God has got a plan. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say God is not finished with this church. This is only the beginning. Can you imagine what 5 years, 10 years, 50 years from now will look like? If you and I continue to say yes to God. So another one, God wants to enlarge TCC's influence. You know, no matter how big you build your new building, all of Madagascar will not fit inside of that building. Okay, so you can relax. Especially the serving team. You see, but all of TCC, can go into the city. Can go into Madagascar. Can partner with God. Amen.
Amen.
So now I'm not saying we stand at the gate of the new building and tell people they can't come in. We'll come to them. Now God sends people. He brings people. Not so you can become an unwanted visitor. But so that you can partner. That you can join this team. To go and impact the city out there. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, many here will be the only Bible someone will ever read. You know, I love what Paul talks about this one church. He says, you are like letters. Like newspaper headlines. That people read. You see, friend, and often we forget this. You see, if someone looks at you, and you are the only newspaper or letter from God they're
going to
read, what's the message? Is it like this? Oh, life is so hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're all going
to
die. Like my son the other day, he looked very sad. And I'm like, you are too young to look sad like that. Son, what's your story? He said, no, he just realized. Now he's 7 years old. He's going to become a teenager. And then a dad. And then a grandpa. And then he's going to die. What's the point? You see, and often, you know, we can say all the beautiful things about Jesus. And how much we love him. And how he's got plans for our cities. But if the news headlines on my face looks different, People are not really going to want to find out more, hey?
You
see, God wants to show His power through you, through everyone represented here. God wants to show His love through you. God wants to introduce the city through you. God wants to make His Son famous through you. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the adventure? Are you ready to say, Lord, use me? Okay. Now there's only one left, okay? The rest are thinking how they're going to do this, eh? The third reason, God is giving a new building,
new leaders,
to not only facilitate growth and expansion, but it's so that many can be raised up and released. Now, here's the important thing. As God has assigned a land, as He's getting you ready for a new facility, as God gave Israel
Canaan,
it's important that we possess this land. It's important that we use our influence. That we use our opportunities. To lift the name of Jesus like a banner over this city.
Hey?
So my last point. Why don't we want to do big things for God? I'm not preaching to that one guy that keeps saying yes,
hey?
Why don't we fill the city with the name of Jesus? Why do many believers have such a weak appetite for God? You see, it's because God says, I've got a future. But we say, Lord, I've got a limitation. God says, Moses, I want you to lead my people. Moses, Lord, sorry, I can't speak. And in the same way, we make excuses why we can't possess the land God has got for us. Now, these are the excuses in South Africa, so you can relax. You know, I've got small children. You know, I will come to church when they are bigger. 18 years later, they still don't come. Well, you know, I've got lots of debts I need to pay. I really can't give now anything to the work of God. But I'll happily drink all the coffee and eat the cookies. You know, just wait until I've paid off all my debts. Then I will partner with God. Eh? Fortunately, there's no one like that here, so relax. Another one says, you know, my work schedule.
Or
my business. You know, it's just a bit hectic. I'm very busy at the moment. And the problem is they've already used that excuse for 5 years already. When things calm down, maybe then I'll get ready to do something for the Lord. Eh? Oh, here's my favorite one. You know, my house is just too dirty. You know, my house is too small. I can't really invite people over. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I really can't pay someone to come and clean my house. Well, let me introduce you to this amazing tool called a broom. No, sorry, as a pastor, I'm only allowed to think that. You see, and you can go read all, for just for time's sake, Luke 14, you can read, was in the same way. Jesus is telling the story from verse 16 about a man inviting people to a banquet.
And
I want to say, TCC, the Lord is inviting you to a great banquet. Will you come? Even then, they were giving some really good excuses. You know, the one, sorry, I've got this investment I just made. I need to go and look after it.
I mean,
seriously, who buys something without first looking what it looks like?
Another
one, you know, uses work as an excuse. You know, I bought these oxes, I need to go and work. Another one, I got married, you know. Using family as the excuse,
hey?
And so we see the whole story unfold, and eventually other people are invited. Now, there are basically two applications to this story. Now, the main context, yes, was the Jews refusing Christ's invitation. And the non-Jews were accepting the invitation. So the first important thing is, if you don't know Jesus, today he's asking you to a banquet. To a life that would be the greatest event adventure you've ever signed up for. But another application is an invitation from the Father for fellowship, for intimacy, to come and walk with him, to respond to his call for your life. You know, today God is saying, come, walk with me.
And
I'm sure many are walking. But you know, even Abraham and Lot walked together for a time. And as there's coming a transition, you know, the amazing thing for me about Abraham and Lot, when they parted ways, it was on the border of the promised land. And I
want
to say over this church that you are on the border of even greater promises, greater influence, greater significance in this city.
So
Jesus is inviting you to come and be part of this great adventure, hey?
And this is
the amazing thing. You get to be part of it,
hey?
You know, God is able to save by many or by few. And I like what the one person says. You know, Christianity is much more about what God does in us and through us. Than about what we necessarily do for God. You know, can you believe the power of what this powerful God can do through someone who says, yes, Lord, I'll be that person. You see, friend, this life counts. Amen.
Amen.
This life counts. There will be great reward. There will be great inheritance for those who walked with God. Eh? Is God surprised by your small children? Is God surprised by your work schedule? Is God surprised by your small house? Was God surprised by Moses that couldn't speak? Really, Moses? What? You've got a small house? You've got small children? How did that happen? I must have been in Tulier or somewhere. When this happened. Now see, friend. God uses us right where we are. Right what you have right now. Before I call up Denny and
Evelyn,
let me tell you this story. We have this friend, he has a church in Dubai, we used to have a church there. And like many faithful men of God, he took his family on a well-deserved rest by the sea. To go and have a holiday by the sea. And as he opens that big chair, and he puts his cool drinks right there, and some chips over here, and he lies down on his bed, next to his wife, and he's looking at the sea. It's like, sure, Lord, it's been tough, but I'm really going to enjoy this rest now. And you know, suddenly, he feels his wife is doing this. You know, that is irritating. Can a man not just have a break, you know? And she continues. And he has to sort of get out of this idyllic picture, this beautiful picture he's seeing. And he says to her, what? No, sorry, the Christian. What do you want, my dear? She says, I think someone is drowning over there. And He hasn't even stopped thanking God for resting now.
No,
don't worry. Some lifeguard will save that guy. She's like, this guy is drowning. So eventually, after many pokings on the side, he gets off his chair and he walks like some Christians and he goes and rescues the guy from the sea. True story. This person is very delighted and say, thank you, saved my life. All your meals for the week, I'll pay it.
Great.
He's the hero of the story. So he comes and he lies down again. And he just gets into that zone. Here comes the Holy Spirit, his wife again. And after a while, there's someone drowning again. So for time's sake, this happened 3 times on the same day. Here's the point of the story. You see, friends, we need to get or we need to stop to see the problems in our city. We need to see there are many drowning in our places of influence God has placed us. Because God has prepared good works for everyone here. Like he prepared for this guy on his holiday. Good works for us to do. Amen.
Amen.
So that many can come to the Lord. So that's going to require us to not be so busy with our own lives. You can even be like Martha. Cooking up a storm for Jesus. And Jesus is like, now I just want you to come and spend some time with me. Because I want you to see something. Amen.
Amen.
So will you say yes to God? Will you walk with God? Will you partner with Him? Will you be the one putting those things on the pillow? Would you get into this great adventure that God has called us to? Because God is not sending lifeguards. He's sending you and me. We're it. We is plan A. Amen.
Amen.
And can you believe what this city will be like? If every one of us can just be used by God and reach those people God puts in front of us. Amen.
Amen.
So Denny and Evelyn, would you come to the front? And I want to say, I said it to this couple as well. I was thinking it. It's a good thing Denny is not 2 meters tall. Because if you see what a powerful man he is being so short, eh? You know, I want to say, I am excited. You know, this really, God must love this church.
God
must really love the city to give them a couple like this. You know, the light yesterday, we went with them to go and see where Denny built a few little things. And it reminds me of the faithful steward. With the light when the master comes back. He's like, see, Lord, see what I've done. See. And I want to say, you know, I'm inspired. I'm inspired by your lives. And I said to some people on Friday, you know, we need more Dennis or Danny and Evelyn's.
We
need more people who grow on in the Lord. Who still looks happy, eh? Who still loves the Lord. And I
want
to say, well done. You know,
and
as I shared on Friday, God has truly put a Caleb spirit on you. And may it be in the years that remains that you will accomplish infinitely more than you've even done now. Even as you've built that amazing base. With excellence.
I'm
reminded of God saying he wants, I think it's Bezalel. Which was this amazing craftsman. To go and build the ark and the showbread, the table of showbread, the various elements in the tabernacle. Because it says God has put like excellent spirit on him. And there's a spirit of excellence upon the two of you. And we want to pray that God would multiply. That there will be great fruit. That what God has done so far, it will be nothing compared to what He's still going
to
do in and through you. I
want
to ask the elders to come up.
Denny, we've got something to show you on the video. So, Andy, if you can. Their sacrifice in going to the nations means they leave family behind, but those were Denny and Evelyn's two daughters and their husbands, and they really part of this moment, even though they can't be with us physically, they're with us in their hearts. And Denny shared with me as well that the director of the NGO that he works for, but also his pastor in Dijon, Michel Marvan, is also supporting what's happening today and has sent a message of his support, and the eldership in that church knows about it. And I think we're working in such unique situation because I came out of a homogenous church background. You need to translate a bit of that. So.
Nani Michelle, the director, and Yanni Villanera, the Mafanta, and Sosava Joa, Miaraka Mumbunams of Tons of Kursa, Rums of Tons.
And coming from this, my homogenous background where there was just people in one church.
At them, Fernan, I'm not a Nuene, Victor, and Lutanotan, Wulana Crafts, and Yom Fingunana.
And yeah, in Tana we met missionaries who are sent by other churches.
De maiita nefa netwe misionera pe dape alefa na fenguna na isakarazan.
And I couldn't get my head around it. I couldn't understand, how do I work with that?
De samanuka na mertetra aona ren fomba fiarahako miasa ny amin'izany.
I mean, how can I build when those guys sometimes aren't committed to a local church here?
Avoe aona na fako manangana ny olona ny sasany amin'izareo ireo ara tsy manoka tena ho an'ilay fiangonana eto toerana.
And I don't want to mess up those relationships they have with their home churches.
Ary za ko tsy te hanakorontana ny fifandraisana izay ananana izy ireo amin'ny fiangonana nandefa azy ireo.
But Denny came into this church.
Fa Denny tonga teto amin'ity fiangonana ity izy a.
And he displayed a love for Jesus Church.
Tena aseho an'ilay fitiavana an'ilay fiangonan'i Jesosy.
And he made it his home church away from home.
Dia ity nataony fiangonany a miala ohatrany hoe fiangonany rehefa tsy any amin'ny tany misy azy izy.
And a year ago, I chatted to Denny, and he said there's really nothing for him in France in terms of wanting to go back there. This is their home, Madagascar.
There
are people they love in France. There's a family, there's a church. But they've planted themselves here where God's called them. And made themselves available to serve the local church here. And so that's a unique thing. And it made it easy for me to say, here's somebody we can actually bring through. And I think more people are realizing that that's possible. I want to commend the missionaries sitting here that more and more of them have been calling this home. Even though they know God will call them somewhere else one day. My encouragement is, where God's called you, even if it's 1 year, live there. Build relationships. Knit your heart in. It costs you something. And when you do move on, you may grieve, you may weep. I think of the Burkhards who are leaving us in a couple of months. They should weep and rejoice. That's how you live life. And today we're rejoicing because of people who are willing to let their hearts knit together. No matter what it costs, for the kingdom of God to advance. So when Tudzu was coming onto eldership, I gave him some books because he's a young man, he's got to read, he's got to learn. But Denny, I can't give him books. What can he learn? I mean, he's lived life,
eh?
So I decided to get him a bottle of wine. I hope this doesn't offend you that in church at an ordination we're giving a guy wine. But he's not addicted to wine. And I don't support anyone getting drunk. But I went out and I looked for an expensive wine. Because Jesus made good wine. And the winemakers tell us, That it takes time.
We man dan ftona.
Yeah, it didn't take Jesus long. He just turned water into wine.
Want so se lulitsin and dan ftona la bevan en az ran na vat nut vai.
But as a comparison.
Fa faptana le is.
Water is plain, it's tasteless.
Ni rano tsis tsirnya tsut.
A good wine.
Fan divai tsar.
That's matured over time.
Tenoela se fa efa naharitra ela be.
Has a complex set of aromas and flavors.
Misy karazana tsiro sy fofona malina ao anatiny.
And yeah, we have an older elder.
De etsika manana loholona somary efa lehibe be.
At last.
Fe tonga ihany le izy.
And if you listen to this man speak,
you
feel like you're in the presence of a good wine.
Because
he can tell you stories
about
serving God for decades.
He's
seen a pig thrown off an
aeroplane.
He's been there. And this church needs this.
And
so Denny has some good wine.
And
that's just to honor you.
And
to say, we know that God is giving us some good wine.
And for those
of you who are over serious about analogies, we know the Holy Spirit is the best wine. But this guy has wisdom.
He has
character.
And
he's still normal.
He has
his own issues. But God has prepared him for us.
Like a
good wine. With years of life experience. Young men.
I
include myself quickly.
Learn
from him.
It's
biblical.
And
we are blessed.
And
Evelyn, you're included in everything I said.
Because
as we know, wives qualify their husbands.
And
so they share in the inheritance.
And
though the ordination we believe in ordaining the man, Evelyn is included in this because they are one flesh.
And
whatever graces are imparted, whatever anointing is given,
may it
rest on both of you.
Because
you are both a ministry to this church.
And
you are both a ministry to this nation.
I don't know
if you guys have seen what Evelyn's doing at the dispensary and the library.
It's
the love of God in action.
So
I'm celebrating. Someone else want to share something
before we pray?
Yeah, I took something. Cast come on in now. When I do near, then
for me, Denis, since the time I was with
you, I've
got a father, and my father is still alive. Maybe some of you have seen him. But I took Denis as like a father for me. And when I grow up, I want to be like him. Very active with the work of God.
And
the age doesn't limit me, even though you grow up.
De wana ako raiskwete na tumptufuna miaraka mtuni sati afaka miana tazavata pidi pia kwa vyan.
And for me, I take it as a privilege to be with Denny because I can learn many things from him.
Tesa ako miarama kalaza na tanzewe tiki afenguna na numena jemanta fanmeza na.
And I do celebrate with that also because God is giving us church a gift.
Fanomezana ho inspiration ho an'ny tanora rehetra rehetra ho an'ny te hiazakazaka hiaraka hiazakazaka amin'ny asan'Andriamanitra.
A gift that young people can look at and that we can grow and run together like someone that they can inspire also.
Teny amintsika fiangonana ako indrindra ho antsika izay mbola tena hoe anatin'ny tena mbola afaka miazakazaka tsara ho amintsika rehetrarehetra moa izany anatin'izay.
And then I want to tell us the church, the congregation.
Hoe tena zao any ny fiatombohan'ny fihitaran'ny ambandayan'ny fitarihana ato amin'ny fiangonana.
May this be like stretching the leading here in the church, like to expand that leadership here in the church. And for me,
Denny,
every month, every Wednesday,
all
those times that we together, I was blessed through those times.
And
I do believe, as Kim said, the things that you have, those will be a great blessing for this church.
Well, now with all that, I'm feeling a big burden on my shoulders. Before that, I was feeling 25 years old. Now I'm nearly
95. But I
have been encouraged by George to say that, like Caleb when he was 85, I still got the spirit of a man of
45.
But I'm just a little bit over 60, so I'm maybe 35, let's say. I really praise God for the strength He has given me all these years. And being an elder now in TCC, when I first came here, I fell in love with this church.
And
that was 4 years ago. I mean, this is an incredible place. This church is a real gift for the city. And we are just at the right beginning. That's what God is going to do. So in the same time, I feel privileged to be an elder here. In the same time, somewhere in my head, something say, you don't deserve it. But I deserve nothing. My life always been with the grace of God. And for me, it's an unmerited favor from Him. And I always take the grace of God. Because He loved me, He loves you. He will never reject you. He will take your hand up to the end. So may God bless you. And I rejoice to be not to have a medal on my chest. Being an elder is nothing like that. But I'm rejoicing to serve you and serve the church.
So maybe we can stand. And if I can summarize this morning, God has got a piece of land. A land that extends from this city beyond. God has got a couple. And God has got every one of us here. Because he's got a great plan.
And
will you say yes? Because God makes those able who makes themselves available. Will you make yourself available to be used by God? In a far greater way even that he's used you up to now. So often when we ordain elders, to me it's almost like a marriage ceremony. So I want to ask you firstly, Danny and Evelyn, would you love okay. Would you love, serve, protect this flock? With the help of God, because sometimes your own runs out, hey?
Yes, we like that.
Great.
We like the idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be...
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Don't say anymore.
Okay, I don't say anymore.
And I want to ask you, TCC, would you love and serve this couple?
Yes.
You know, it says of Samuel, the great one of the greatest prophets, he said he served the Lord before Eli. And even in the local church, we serve the Lord before the elders. And I want to say lastly, this couple is going to do you good. So won't you extend your hand? And as we pray for them, we see in the Bible the laying on of hands. And even now as we lay hands on them, even as you stretch out hands to them, let's ask God for a double portion. Yeah, Father, we do that. We want to thank you for this couple. We want to pray that you'll give them a double portion of anointing and authority of the ability to do the work you've called them to. We thank you that they've got a great past. But we want to thank you in you, they've got an even greater future. Lord, and we want to pray that he would do great exploits.
That
Evelyn will do great exploits. In your name. That they will help this flock to inherit the full portion of the land. That you have given to this church. May your name continue to be glorified and magnified in and through this couple and this church and this city, we pray. To the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.
So TCC, I present you your new eldership couple,
Danny and Evelyn.